Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to Finding Grace in the Wilderness, the podcast where we discuss God's never-ending faithfulness, even when we're facing the desert seasons of life. Today, we're going to talk about a timeless truth that's shared by one of the most beloved hymns of all time, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It's a song that speaks of comfort, prayer, and a friendship so profound that it can weather any storm. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." That's my Jesus. Joseph Scriven wrote those words, "What a friend we have in Jesus." His life was filled with more tragedy than most of us could ever imagine. He was an Irishman from a well-to-do family, and the evening before his wedding, his fiancée tragically drowned. He was heartbroken. He left Ireland, and he started a new life in Canada, and he dedicated himself to service. Years later, he was engaged again, only for his second fiancée to also pass away before they could ever marry. So when we sing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear," we are echoing the cry of a man who knew the depths of grief, loss, and loneliness. I know those depths too. I bet you do as well. It gives more meaning to this song. Scriven wrote this poem in 1855 to comfort his mom, who was back in Ireland because she was sick at the time. And it was his way to remind her, and perhaps himself too, that even in the most crushing moments, that a faithful friend is always just a prayer away. Years later, a neighbor found this poem and asked if he wrote it. And Scriven's response was this, "The Lord and I did it between us." What a beautiful picture of intimate friendship with Christ. It wasn't his work alone. It was a co-creation born out of a heart laid bare before God. Now let's get real for a minute. In our wilderness seasons, don't we feel burdened with a load of care? I know I have. The weight of worry, the ache of disappointment, the silent pain of being misunderstood can all be so overwhelming. But this hymn asks a powerful question in the second verse. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. When we're hurting, it's often our first impulse to pull away and to hide our pain and to try and fix things ourselves. We forfeit so much peace and bear so much needless pain because we don't carry everything to God in prayer. At least I don't. He should be the first one we go to when we have burdens. But do we do that? I know from my own wilderness experiences that trusting God's goodness when everything around you is falling apart can feel impossible. But that's exactly what maturing our friendship with Jesus looks like. It's about being honest with Him in our hurt, in our confusion, in our deepest despair. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, not because we have it all together, but because we don't, and we need mercy and grace in our time of need. But you know, Jesus doesn't ignore our pleas. He listens. He calms our restless hearts, and He takes care of us. He knows our every weakness, and yet He still laid down His life for us. What greater proof of friendship could there ever be than that? John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He did it for me. He did it for you. In verse 15, he says to his disciples, I no longer call you servants. Instead, I have called you friends. The Creator of the universe wants to be my friend. He wants to be your friend too. So how can we be a friend to Jesus? How do we stay a friend to Jesus? Especially when we feel like we're wandering in our own personal wilderness. He's always there. It's us who moves away. It's like the story of the old man and woman riding along in the truck. And she says, honey, why don't we sit hugged up together anymore like we used to when we go for rides? He looks at her and says, well, I haven't moved, as he sits there under the steering wheel. That's true of our relationship with Jesus as well. Staying connected to any friend takes effort, right? You don't just become friends with somebody and then never talk to them again. It's the same with Jesus. This friendship requires us to be intentional and for us to nourish that friendship. In Priscilla Shirer's Bible study called I Surrender All, she gives some insight on how we can keep close with the Lord. She says we should renew our minds in His Word. We can diligently cultivate a friendship with Jesus in prayer. We can heed the conviction of the Spirit. And we can believe and obey Him so we don't grieve the Spirit or hinder His work. If something's off with our relationship with the Lord, we can go back to one of these four things and see where we're lacking. And it helps us get back on track. I have these four things printed by my sweet friend Stella, and I keep them on my mirror as a reminder. Those four things help me when things don't seem quite right. Renewing my mind in His Word, cultivating my friendship with Him in prayer, heeding the conviction of the Spirit, and then believing and obeying Him. I certainly don't want to grieve the Spirit or hinder His work in my life. The first key for this friendship is to remain in His presence. Jesus Himself talks about this. At the start of John 15, in verse 4, the Bible says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. How can you have a friendship with Jesus if you don't spend time with Him? Prayer is our conversation with Him, and it's not a formal, rigid recitation, but it's a heartfelt talk. You can tell Him everything, your trials and temptations, your fears, your joys, your frustration. And in the wilderness, prayer can feel like a dry desert. But remember, God hears even your smallest whisper. We can stay connected in His Word. Reading our Bible is like listening to your best friend talk, especially reading the words in red. Those are the ones Jesus said. It's how we get to know His heart, His character, His plans for our lives. And when we feel lost, the Word is our map back to Him. In Psalm 119:105, the Bible says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We can spend time with Jesus by having quiet time, just being still. Sometimes friendship is just enjoying the quiet between each other. The wilderness can be so noisy and filled with anxiety. But if we spend just a few quiet moments listening for His voice, it can be a balm to our weary soul. Staying a friend to Jesus also means loving what He loves. When we hang out with people, we start to care about things that they do as well. And Jesus cares deeply about people, especially the lost and the marginalized. Just think about the story of Zacchaeus. Jesus didn't avoid this tax collector everyone else had shunned. He sought after him. He invited himself over, and he showed him genuine love and acceptance. and Zacchaeus was completely transformed. We can follow Jesus' example by intentionally loving those around us, even the ones we might find difficult. Don't we know there are plenty of those? And when we reach out with kindness and grace, we are loving like our friend Jesus. This is so beautiful and an often difficult practice in the wilderness where our own needs and pain consume our focus. It's hard for us to concentrate on other people when we're so worried about ourselves. But as the saying goes, if we're going to worry, why pray? And if we pray, why worry? As we step outside ourselves to show grace, we're going to find that our own burdens feel a little bit lighter. Staying friends with Jesus means trusting His wisdom, even His correction. And true friends give good advice. They give honest advice, even when it's hard for us to hear. In Proverbs 27:6, the Bible says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted." When we feel we're being corrected or rebuked by God through His Word or a trusted friend, it can be tempting to run away, to turn away. But our friend knows better than us. Jesus is calling us out for our self-destructive patterns and toward true freedom. Trusting His counsel builds intimacy, not distance. I love what the Bible says about Moses. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. And this wasn't just a one-time encounter, but it was a consistent, ongoing relationship. Moses didn't earn this through his perfection. We know he wasn't perfect. He even told Jesus that he couldn't speak, so he needed his brother Aaron. He was a deeply flawed man. The same is true for us, but we don't have to be perfect to be his friend. We just need to show up and have a heart that's surrendered to him. Jesus listens to us. Not only that, he understands our deepest sorrows and fears. He experienced his own wilderness moments, tempted in the desert by Satan, grieving the loss of his friend Lazarus, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knows what it is to feel abandoned, betrayed, and sorrowful, and he can empathize with us. There's nothing that we've ever experienced that he doesn't understand, that he hasn't been through tenfold. Remember the story of Mary and Martha? When their brother Lazarus died, Jesus went to them. Martha told him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And she was speaking out of her pain, but she was also speaking to a friend she knew who could perform miracles and raise her brother from the dead. Her sister Mary came later with the same words and the same grief. And what did Jesus do? He cried with her. He didn't just stand there and offer some explanation. He entered into her sorrow and he grieved with his friend. And our friend Jesus does the same for us. He meets us in our sorrow, in our disappointment, and in our confusion. He doesn't minimize our pain. He sits with us and he mourns with us. His friendship is steadfast. Jesus is not a fair-weather friend. He promises, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And in the deepest darkness, in the loneliest stretches of night, he is there. And his grace is not a fleeting comfort, but it's a constant, unwavering presence that we can count on. So today, as you navigate your own journey, your own wilderness, whatever that may be, take a minute and stop and remember the friend you have in Jesus. Don't carry your needless pain alone. Carry it to Him in prayer. Remember, you are not alone. Your friend is with you, and He is waiting to talk with you, to spend time with you, and to show you His heart for others. I'm so thankful that we can rest in the promise that He will never leave us. Even in the driest, most barren desert, He offers grace, friendship, and peace like no other. Thank you for joining me today. I have a special guest with us today, my sweet husband, and I've asked him to sing and play "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" for you. Thank you, Scott.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with the load of care, precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do friends despite forsake you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find
until next time, may you always find God's grace in your wilderness. And never forget what a friend you have in Jesus. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.